Hello and welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear from healthcare workers on the frontline of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we're releasing a new episode every weekday. And today I'm joined by the redeployed trainee, and I'm joined by Ella, who is an ophthalmology trainee in London. Welcome, Ella.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Ella, it's great to have you. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about your wedding, because you were due to be getting married in a week, but now that's not happening. But before I get into that, can you just give us an idea of what you usually do? I understand it's to do with eyes, and what you're doing now, which I understand is rather different.
Yeah, that's right. So as you've already introduced me, I normally work as an ophthalmology trainee in a central London eye hospital. In terms of work, I've been redeployed to a different hospital, and I'm currently working on a COVID ward with a general medical team. So as you might know, ophthalmology is largely an outpatient specialty, and with my normal job mainly consisting of clinics, theatres and eye casualty. So it's been a change going back onto the inpatient wards and doing long medical ward rounds. I mean, the usual tools that I've become familiar with are my slit lamp, my lenses, retinal scans and visual field tests. And so I'm having to refamiliarize myself with these things called chest x-rays and ECGs, D-dimers and various oxygen delivery devices. I even inserted a urinary catheter the other day, which is something I hadn't done for a while. So it's been a real change. I also don't get to see any of my regular colleagues, but it's been equally lovely getting to know a whole new team of doctors, therapists and nursing staff. They've all been very welcoming and supportive. So that's been fantastic.
Oh, that's great. And just give us a feel as to what your shift pattern is like. As you said, you've gone from being pretty much more outpatient focused. What's your pattern at the moment?
So the hospital I'm working in has been great for just providing a lot of medical support during the day. So we have a lot more doctors than we would normally have. We've had lots of people being redeployed from other specialties or people coming back from academia. So the team is very large, and we're covering a few wards, but our rotas are quite intense. So I've just finished a row of 7 days in a row. Half of them were long days and half of them were normal days. I've got 2 days off at the moment and then I'm back for a 6 day stretch. Half of them are nights. It is quite different, and there's a lot more out of hours work and nights than I normally would be doing.
Okay, thanks for explaining that, Ella. Now it's approximately six days time, a little bit more, that you would have been waking up on your wedding day, but that isn't the case. So tell us about what that's meant for you, all that planning, and I suppose life has changed dramatically. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, so I've been engaged for about a year now, so I've spent about a year planning this wedding and pouring in a lot of time, energy and money into planning a big event, and it was actually supposed to be overseas as well. So there's been a lot of planning. It was very upsetting having to cancel the wedding initially, but I've been really grateful that God has given me a real sense of peace and trust throughout it. He's given me a real heart of gratitude. I've had lots of people give me a lot of sympathy and say it must be awful having to cancel or postpone my wedding. But I've just genuinely felt that God has blessed me with so much, and there is so much to give thanks to him for. There's no room to be feeling sorry for myself or be moaning. Every day he's given me an endless gift, an endless list of things to be grateful for, especially things that I take for granted so much of the time. Just things like, you know, I'm so grateful that he's given me a roof over my head and a warm place to call my home, or my health and my job security at this time, technology and the fact that we can communicate on the phone and do church via Zoom and things like that. And I'm really grateful for the NHS and the public support and generosity that we've been experiencing, and above all the fact that Jesus is still Lord over all of the things that are going on. So even though there have been changes to what's been what I had planned for my life for the next few weeks and months, I know that this was always God's plan and that he's sovereign over it all. So he's given me a real a real sense of peace and trust throughout it.
Oh, it's great to hear, Ella. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm sure it'll be a big celebration when you do get to tie the knot whenever that will be. Ella, just as we sort of come to a close, really, can you just give us a feel as to how your faith is impacting you as you walk onto the wards and what you're seeing in terms of, I guess, the spiritual atmosphere on the wards that you're on?
Yeah, so I think my faith has made a real impact on the way I view work at the moment. I've particularly noticed that some of my colleagues have been very anxious about working on a COVID ward. There are obviously risks of being exposed to the virus and getting unwell, and we keep hearing on the news about NHS workers becoming unwell. So there is a real anxiety. But as I mentioned before, I know and trust that God is in control. And we recently celebrated Easter, and knowing that the same God that created this universe and the same God that raised Jesus from the dead is the same God that lives within me and goes to work with me every day. So that's given me a real sense of comfort and joy. It's also been really great to know that this opportunity for me to be working on the medical wards is something that God has provided and has planned. So trying to figure out what he wants from me there and how I can be useful has been good. I've found that there are lots of opportunities to be living and speaking for him in the workplace right now, especially as lots of my patients are critically unwell. Some of them have been grieving lost ones. So that's provided opportunities to share God's truth and love. And recently I had a Christian patient who'd lost her husband and wanted me to pray for her as well. So that it was lovely to be able to stop and pray for this patient and remind her of the hope that we have in Christ and the hope that we have in the new creation. So yeah, there's been lots of opportunities with patients, and there have also been opportunities to love and care for relatives over the phone as they're unable to come and see their loved ones. And lastly, working with a whole new team of doctors and nurses and people that I didn't know before, there have been opportunities to share a bit about myself and my values and my beliefs with them as well.
And Ella, I understand that you've been setting up a prayer group. Is that a virtual prayer group inside your hospital at this time?
Yeah, so on this new medical rota that I've been on, I've realised that there were one or two other Christians, and I thought between us we should be able to identify a few others. So we set up a virtual prayer group. So we've got a WhatsApp group called the Pandemic Prayer Group,
and that's brilliant.
We've got our first Zoom prayer meeting this week, just to be praying for each other and encouraging one another as Christians in our workplace.
Ella, that's really great. Thanks so much for sharing that with us, and all the best as you carry on this medical rota. Thank you. So it's great to hear from Ella there, and Ella is part of our junior doctors leadership team, and at CMF we have a thriving junior doctors work. You can check out more on the CMF Juniors Instagram account. In October every year we host a junior doctors conference. This year it's going to be from the 23rd to the 25th of October. It'd be great to see you there if you're a junior. Why don't you check out our other Voices from the Frontline, which you can find by subscribing to our First Incision podcast. It would be great to have you on board. Check out the other resources that are there. I'll join you next time for another Voice from the Frontline. Bye for now.